From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Voting has ended in Britain's historic referendum that will decide whether the country remains in the European Union. VOA's Luis Ramirez in London reports.
A record 46 million voters were expected to go to the polls in a decision that could change the course of history in Europe. The question voters are answering is, should the United Kingdom remain a member of the European Union or leave? The vote culminates a two-month, very bitter debate that centered on the issues of immigration, sovereignty, and economics. Those voting for a Brexit cite concerns that Britain has lost control of its borders and given Brussels too much power. Public opinion polls leading into the vote Thursday suggested a narrow lead by the Remain camp. Markets in Europe rallied on the hope that the EU might not lose Britain, its second-largest economy. Results are expected Friday. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
Well, they were hugging each other. Some were crying. A large crowd of immigrants, advocates, and politicians gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday after the justices' tie vote left in place a ruling that blocked President Obama's plan to extend deportation protection to millions of undocumented immigrants.
Today also reminds me that we just have to keep fighting. Because so many millions of people, like my parents, are waiting for this.
4-4 decision, advocates say, produced tears and disappointment, but will motivate people to vote in the upcoming presidential election. The lawsuit, brought by 26 states, led by Texas, as well as congressional Republicans, challenged the executive orders and argued that Obama did not have the power to effectively change immigration laws. This is VOA. A judge has found a Baltimore police van driver not guilty in all charges in the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, whose broken neck in police custody set off Baltimore's worst riots in decades. Six officers were charged in Gray's death, but only Officer Cesar Goodson was accused of murder. Gray was fatally injured after officers bound his hands and feet, and Goodson left him unprotected by a seatbelt that prosecutors say would have kept him from slamming into the van's metal walls. Democrats and Republicans in Washington nearly came to blows on the House floor during an extraordinary protest for a vote on gun control legislation. Democrats say their 24-hour sit-in succeeded, even though they didn't get the two votes they were seeking. At a 3:30 a.m. news conference on Thursday, they said their efforts had raised awareness of the issue around the world, noting the families who lost loved ones in the mass shooting in Orlando. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi vowed to keep fighting.
We hope to give them some hope that their grief, and so many of them who are grieving, have turned their grief into action in order to get some guns laws passed so that other families are spared.
Before adjourning until July 5th, Republican leaders reminded lawmakers that they are barred from using electronic devices to display audio and video recordings of House proceedings. GOP leaders cut off House cameras as the sit-in began, leaving Democrats scrambling for an alternative way to get out their message. They transmitted proceedings through smartphone video distributed on social media. House Speaker Paul Ryan said the sit-in was a fundraising publicity stunt. UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura says he hopes intra-Syrian talks can resume sometime next month. The last session broke down at the end of April as the then two-month-old cessation of hostilities began to unravel.
Don't forget, the cessation of hostilities took place when the Russian Federation and U.S. agreed on something, and that produced a critical mass. We are looking for the same type of critical mass on the beginning of the political transition.
The envoy has held two rounds of proximity talks in Geneva with delegations from the Syrian government and moderate opposition. And the mayor of Argentina's capital said Thursday that the Buenos Aires Zoo will be turned into an ecological park. He says it will gradually relocate most of its 1,500 animals to sanctuaries in Argentina and abroad because they're not living in adequate conditions. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.